The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Over the weekend, I got this email, and I'd really like to know what happened to this person. So if you're listening, please let us know what ended up happening. But Tim from Orlando wrote, Doctor, I'm about to lose my job, I think. I was out to dinner with some friends from work, and I used the G word when my coworker started dancing at the table. What, he has some misspellings here, what do I do if my boss calls me in? How do I avoid this being on my record and possibly a new job finding out? And he goes on and on and on and on. Okay, so I think the word that he might have used was somebody was dancing and then the G word, you know, maybe he said that looks, you know, the G word or something like that when he was dancing. Okay, or something. And I haven't heard of anybody losing their job over that. All right, but racial slurs have been in the news multiple times, and well, I mean, over the past, I don't know how many years, and we're finding more and more and more that these types of terms are not tolerated. Okay, now I watch Will and Grace. I love watching Will and Grace, and so they say the G word all the time. They say lesbian, they say gay, they say, you know, and they and they use terms all the time. But that was late 90s, early 2000s. Times have changed. You can't call each other names without there being repercussions, and the repercussions aren't standard. Now, nothing may happen, Tim. You may go to work, okay? I don't know why. I'd love for you to call. I'd like to find out why you would think that would even get you fired. You know, yeah, that was an inappropriate term, and many people would find that offensive. But what happened that made you think? Did somebody say, "Oh, I'm going to tell my boss," or you're being discriminatory, or what? So I'd like to know why you would think that you would actually be losing your job. I'd like to know what were the instances after that, the subsequent things that happened afterwards. But if let's say you do get called in. And you had to, you know, because things blurt out all the time. Things blurt, all right? And what do these blurtings mean? You know, like, I remember I was talking to somebody. It was like he asked if I could, I guess, type something up for him. And rather than saying, "I would love to," I said, "I love you." I go, "I'd love to." I mean, "I would love to." Okay, "I don't love you. I just, yes, absolutely, I would love to do that." Whew. Okay, no big deal. Then I stopped and go, "Okay, wait a second. Was that a Freudian slip? Did I really love him? No, I don't love him. I don't love him. No, I just would love to." Okay, well, things slip. Okay? All right? You know, some people, they, I remember we went to Outback, and I asked for some extra au jus for my prime rib years ago, and my friend said, "Why are you asking for a Jew?" Yeah, or a Gazenta, exactly, yeah. Like, we have enough Jews on the table. A Jew? We don't, no more Jews, please. Like, no. Okay, we're, you know, and again, you know, and okay, should I have been offended by that? No. No, I, you know, because personally, between me and my husband and all that, I think we did have enough at the table. So, but, so, you know, jokes and things happen all the time. That it's like, it all depends on how you are, who you're in the company with. Now, people have been saying words for a long time that they didn't feel were racial, or they didn't feel were discriminatory, which all of a sudden are. Okay? You know, like, you hear terms, you hear people go, "Oh, come on, quit being gay. You're being totally gay." You hear that all the time. Okay, now I have a nephew who's gay. Okay, and as far as I'm concerned, being gay means, ha ha ha, you're clean, you're smart. If I could go through the stereotypes, you know how to dress, you got some style. Honestly, my family could be more gay, please. I would love to have some of the talents, please, 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 in terms of style and, you know, knowing just something other than your tools and whatever the heck my boys are into these days. All right, but you saying that can really put you now, you could lose your job. You could lose your job. So, you know, if your boss pulls you aside, you would say, you know, look, this is something that just, I didn't mean it against homosexuals. I just said they were, you know, it's a term that we've used so much that I think we've been desensitized and now we need to sensitize ourselves to it. And I'm going to work on it, but I didn't mean anything about it. If there's anything you want me to do to show that I'm a part of the team, et cetera, please let me do that. But things are going to slip out. You know, my son, we were doing Taekwondo years ago, and my kid had been, he was only in the first grade, and he had learned the colors in Spanish. And so I guess for some reason they were talking about the belt colors, and he said negro, because in Spanish, negro is black. Right? You got moreno, you got azul, you got rojo, rosado. So anyway, they were looking at the verde for the green belt. So he saw the black one and he said negro. But it didn't sound like that. And so he got pulled aside. He got in trouble because they thought he had said the N-word. Well, he didn't say the N-word. He had said, and then he realized, no, he was speaking Spanish. He was saying the Spanish, you know, names. He was in, and the other kids are like, this is what we just did in class. What's wrong? So they were like, okay, you know, but they heard it wrong, and it was a big deal. So my kid learned very, very early on that you need to be extremely careful with your pronunciation because somebody could inadvertently think that what you know, that's the big thing. I mean, this is what blows my mind. There are people that are anti-Semitics, they're racist, they're discriminatory, they're assaulting to other groups, and these are the people that really need to be the ones that are I guess addressed or I don't even know if you want to address them. Just, keep them away from my workspace. But, you know, the people that do accidental slips, okay, you know, give them a chance to apologize and move on. Okay? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. We're raising money for kids fighting blood cancer. Very, very easy to do. You just have to go to my website at drdahlia.com, click on the Fight Blood Cancer link, and anything you could donate, $5, $10, $100, anything you could do to help. It's an extremely important cause, and we had talked about in the first hour how many of our states have individuals that don't donate and don't volunteer enough. And come on, people, I live in Nevada. They said Nevada was one of the worst states. Really? Well, you can fix that by helping these kids out. So go to my website at drdahlia.com and find the Fight Blood Cancer link and help these kids out. All right, so shorter men end up now living longer. Remember I said shorter men are more prone to getting heart attacks, and so they were thinking that maybe short men is a cardiac risk factor? Well, now there's a study that says shorter men may live longer than taller ones. All right. This was a study of 8,000 Japanese American men in Hawaii. These men were born between 1900 and 1919 and were split into two groups, 5'2" and shorter and 5'4" and taller, and tracked for more than 40 years beginning in 1965. All right. They said the study shows for the first time that body size is linked to a particular gene. And we knew that in animal models of aging, we didn't know that in humans. They say 250 of the study subjects are still alive today. All right. What basically they said the folks that were 5'2" and shorter lived the longest. The taller you got, the shorter you lived. But the study points out that conditions in early childhood, diet, and other variables also can contribute to one's height and health as well. Remember we used to be told in the 70s and 80s if you drank coffee, it would stunt your growth to not drink coffee? Now, I never understood that. I remember asking in medical school, why was that true? And they just said, well, no, it wasn't true. Okay, there's, you know, it has nothing to do with the cartilage. No, it was just a way for parents to get kids to not drink coffee. But I wonder, you know, because every now and then you see that. You see families where you would think with the genes they all would be tall, and then you just see someone short. Now, if the whole family is short, it to me it makes sense. But I get a little nervous when you see something different in the family, you know, where, because you wonder, did something happen? It just, you know, it just doesn't seem to flow. When things stand out, it kind of hits us doctors differently. It's like, okay, something's just different here. Something's not right. Like, you'll have everybody light skin, and all of a sudden, one of the kids is tan. Now, usually, as a doctor, you're like, okay, well, who's the father? But, you know, and they swear up one side, down the other. No, we're the parents. Like, well, that's just interesting. It's just different. So the reason why these studies or these reports are some of my least favorite to report on is, you know, what are you supposed to do if you're not tall enough, or if you're tall, what do you do if you're tall? You don't do nothing. If you're short, you're short. If you're tall, you're tall. Nothing I would suggest you do differently. But there was a study that came out saying taller people tend to be more prone to cancer than shorter people, probably because the organs are bigger, a little longer. Maybe there's more organs. Maybe your liver is bigger than a shorter man's liver. So, yeah, maybe check the organs out a little bit more. Other than that, we really have no recommendations from our end. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of my listeners wrote me a couple weeks ago saying, can you tell us what should be in our diet every single day? What should we be eating every single day? All right, well, that's kind of hard because, you know, I tell you guys fruits and vegetables and protein and dairy, and many of you guys either have a gluten allergy or some sort of an allergy or lactose intolerant, or no, I don't do well with dairy, so I don't know what to say. However, these superfoods seem to be kind of the same for everybody. A lot of people tolerate it. So let me just kind of read for you some of these superfoods here. According to ActiveBeat.com, this is their list of 10 foods you should be eating every day. Again, if you have diverticulosis, pockets in your colon, some of these may not apply, and every other disclaimer out there. So number one is they said flax seeds. Okay, flax seeds brings a lot of fiber. You could get them in bulk food at the grocery store. You could sprinkle it over your salad, your fish, or any type of meal. They said you could put a single tablespoon over your cereal, yogurt, salad, and it gives 2.3 grams of fiber. Now, that's actually a cool idea, to be able to sprinkle something that you barely notice, and that gets the fiber that you need. That could be pretty cool. Then, of course, they say beans. Now, you know, beans have antioxidants. They can be incorporated in your diet a variety of ways. My family is not allowed. Not until we get a better circulation of air. These are my favorite blueberries. I love blueberries. You can never go wrong with some blueberries. Okay, blueberries have a lot of antioxidants. That dark color to them is very, very healthy. You can put blueberries everywhere. I mean, you can make a blueberry muffin. You can make a blueberry pancakes. You can put it on your yogurt. Yogurt is number four. They said definitely incorporate yogurt. You get your probiotics in there. Helps your stomach with harmful bacteria. It seems to recoat and get and restore some of your lost bacteria. It's pretty good stuff. oats. They say you should be getting some oats. I don't know about Quaker oats. I tried to do that. That is tough to get your oats in. Yeah, I remember that. That takes me back to the... I remember having oats and Tang for breakfast. That was a tough one. But you know what? You can mix the oats with some blueberries and yogurt or something and get them in. I don't know. They're supposed to help with cholesterol. They're supposed to help you poop. Yeah. All right. Broccoli. I don't think I'm eating half of these. Broccoli. Remember we talked about how broccoli can even help with arthritis? Anyway, broccoli, great cancer-causing compounds or cancer-fighting enzymes and antioxidants. They said you could eat it raw. You could dip it in some ranch dressing. I usually eat a bowl full of ranch dressing with the same broccoli scooper, but that's not the way to do it. Eggs. They say this should be on your list of what you eat every day. Why? Because eggs are a high source of protein. They also fill you up when you have eggs. Now, where it gets dangerous is if you fry them, if you have them in the grease of your bacon. Now, it could get... But honestly, having some eggs, all right, we found is not as much of a cholesterol culprit as you may think. Spinach. I had the yummiest sandwich this weekend. I went to Jason's Deli, and I got their chicken pesto sandwich with spinach. And it had big pieces of spinach on there. That's how I got my spinach in. It was great. Remember, spinach has vitamin A, vitamin C, K, fiber, iron, calcium, potassium, magnesium, vitamin E. And you can eat spinach a variety of ways. I love putting spinach on my pizza. All right. And again, it's not that I'm trying to take guys to eat junk food, etc. But for those of you that are like, how the hell am I supposed to incorporate this into the diet? I gotcha. And that's how I do it. Okay. Sometimes you just got to kind of sneak this stuff in. You can even sneak spinach into your brownies and you wouldn't even know. Mixed nuts. We're back to nuts again. I understand diverticulosis patients, this doesn't apply. But nuts. A recent study reveals that adults who consume nuts on a regular basis were likely to live 2 years longer than their non-nut eating counterparts. Oh, see? And nuts give you energy. I need to eat some nuts. They say walnuts and almonds are your best options, okay? And they give you the nice, heart, healthy, unsaturated fats. Because you don't want the saturated fats. Okay, and then oranges. Oranges get your vitamin C. So, you see, you could have actually made meals out of all that I talked about. You had your yogurt for your dairy. You had your eggs for your protein. You had your spinach. You had flax seeds. You had your beans. I understand. They make you fart. I got that. You have orange juice, so you get your fruits. Broccoli, so fruits, vegetables, you see that? And then, of course, plenty of grains. Taking in one large fresh orange juice will give you 100% of your daily recommended vitamin C. One cup of 100% pure orange juice will do the same. It's yummy. It's got fiber. It's got folate. Remember we talked about acidic foods and diets? You know, our citrus foods seem to really do well when it comes to helping us lose weight. Like the grapefruit diet, that worked back in the 80s. It really did. Speaking of the 80s, we're going to kind of go back a little bit to Mount St. Helens, who is celebrated, I believe, its 34th anniversary. And after the break, we're going to talk about the Rubik's Cube, who is celebrating its 40th birthday, the 40th birthday of the Rubik's Cube. Doesn't that just make you feel old? I don't want to know that. That Rubik's Cube was probably one of the worst toys I could have ever thought of. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's kind of go back in time and go back to the 80s for a little bit. What was going on in the 80s? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, I think Game of Thrones is now my favorite TV show, even more than Boardwalk Empire. Game of Thrones, oh my gosh. Ooh, it got good. I can't say anything because I don't want to ruin it for you guys, but you have to watch it. Again, no kids in the room because there's a lot of very grown-up aspects and very bloody type stuff in it, but boy, gosh, it was good. I know, I can't wait to see the next one. We gotta wait a good couple weeks because the holiday weekend coming up. I'm like, what? Alright, you know, but the one thing I never had a problem putting down was that damn Rubik's Cube. I guess the Rubik's Cube is celebrating its 40th birthday. All right. It was created by Hungarian sculptor and architecture professor Erno Rubik in the spring of 1974 when he spent weeks trying to solve his own invention. Rubik was only 29 years old at the time. I doubt he had a girlfriend, which is why he could spend so much time on this. Said it was wonderful to see how, after only a few turns, the colors became mixed, apparently in random fashion. It was tremendously satisfying to watch this color parade. Boy, did it just go crazy. Now, my brother, I have two brothers, but the older of the two brothers didn't really have a lot of, I'm still older than him, but the older of the two brothers, he really didn't have a lot of patience. So he would take the stickers off, peel the stickers off, and then put the stickers back on. And he wasn't able to do it. I mean, you could see. So I was, like, really upset because the whole thing was sullied now. There was no way I was going to touch something where the stickers were off. But, I mean, it was a pretty easy toy, right? And it was a square, and it was, what was really hard is when they came out with these little keychain Rubik's Cubes, remember? So you had a little keychain Rubik's Cube that you could sit there and play with, and then there was a Rubik's Pyramid. I didn't understand that. What were we supposed to do with the Rubik's Pyramid? That made no sense. But you sat there and you played with it, you know, because it was just something to hold. I miss my little Rubik's Cube keychain. That takes you back to the 80s. All right, so anyway, he was all happy. Apparently the next year, he said, after a nice walk, you have seen many lovely sights. You decide to go home. After a while, I decided it was time to go home. Let's put the 26 linked cubes back in order. And it was at that moment that I came face to face with a big challenge. What is the way home? The next year, he applied for a patent. It was approved in 1977. He made a deal with a toy company, and then he was able to get his toy beyond Hungary and then over to later Americas. It was initially called the Magic Cube, and then it was renamed, and it was apparently in the 1980s the best-selling toy ever. Now, light brights, now that was in the 70s, the big wheel 70s. If you really think about it, there really weren't a lot of toys back in the 80s. The cha-cha-cha-chia, but that wasn't a toy. Cabbage Patch, oh, gosh. No, I did not have a Cabbage Patch doll. No, no. So, so people still play with the Rubik's Cubes. That's amazing. I'd love, like, an invention that had my name on it, like the Dahlia Cube, etc. Okay, so let's go back to the 80s. Well, what was going on in the 80s? Okay, well, you know, Reagan was trying to pull us out of a recession, right? He came up with Reaganomics. Some people liked it, some people didn't. We had the end of the Cold War. That was pretty, pretty cool. Reagan, by the way, ended his presidency as high, I believe, the highest approval rating, highest than since FDR. It was pretty good. He kind of gave rise to our new culture, the yuppie culture, right? Where your baby boomers were now having kids, okay? And they kids were going and, you know, getting their Rubik's Cubes and their Guess jeans, etc. People were making money. People were spending money. And this whole yuppie dump started to take over. You saw you had 30-something. You had Moonlighting. You had these shows, Family Ties, Roseanne. You had a lot of these middle-class shows where it was the rise of the middle class. Even though the middle class rose in the 50s and 60s, etc., now it was kind of like the rule of the middle class. And you started to get more electronics and then computers, etc. You had movies that were more and more sci-fi. You had E.T. You had, you know, Return of the Jedi culminating a phenomenal Star Wars trilogy. You had Raiders of the Lost Ark. And then you start to have more and more cuss words, okay, in the movies, like Beverly Hills Cop. And you started to see a little bit of a revolution with speech in terms of being able to curse, etc. And unfortunately, it kind of went the other way till we got to the 90s, where all it was cuss words, etc. You had phenomenal music, and the whole MTV revolution, it revolutionized music, where you would actually see your music happen. Rather than just listening to records and just staring at an album cover, you could actually see videos. And that was a tremendous market, where we sat there and watched Michael Jackson and Duran Duran and Culture Club, etc., Prince, Madonna, over and over and over again. MTV made a lot of these. Well, not Michael Jackson, he was already a star, but they made a lot of these because you could see them over and over again, and now you could watch these rather than watching TV. We loved TV, we loved movies, and we loved all the new fluorescent cool things that you could buy. It was just, it was a very... even though we had poor times in my family, we remember it as being a very vibrant, energetic time in our lives. Interesting. Unfortunately, what got a little bit too energetic and vibrant was Mount St. Helens. I believe 34 years ago, Mount St. Helens, exploded or, erupted. And, I put pictures up on my Facebook. Just blew your mind. Mount St. Helens erupted May 18th, 1980. I guess the landslide followed, covered 23 square miles. There was about 150 feet of debris. It moved at speeds of 150 miles an hour. The eruption had reached about 80,000 feet in less than 15 minutes. A very, very scary sight. I remember my friends who lived near the area that moved down to Phoenix afterwards had brought, like, some of the ash that had gotten onto their, driveways, et cetera. I mean, it just fumed all over. The speed, they said, of the... of some of these... Well, you know, I don't have that in front of me. I'm sorry. I wish I did. But I posted some pictures. Yeah. That mountain was pretty ticked off that day. It was pretty scary stuff. 80s. Miss the 80s. I miss it a lot. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so let's move on. This was very, very interesting. We're going to talk about, there's a doctor, one of Great Britain's top doctors, saying that we all should be on cholesterol medicine. I'm going to talk about that in the next hour. But while we're still on the economy and reminiscing on the 80s, gas prices, I got some good news. Gas prices have fallen. They say the average price of a gallon of regular gasoline has dropped 3.5 cents over the past 2 weeks. Yee-haw! So some of us that pay about $3.72 a gallon can now get our gas for $3.69 a gallon. Oh boy, yee-haw! Now, gas prices had risen about 43 cents per gallon between February 7th and May 2nd. Of the city surveyed in the lower 48, Albuquerque, New Mexico had the lowest price per gallon at $3.32. San Francisco, the highest price at $4.17 a gallon. I remember when I worked in Lake Havasu as an ER doc and I would go back and forth, I could get my gas for 96 bucks a gallon. It was great. Gas was cheap. That was late 90s. It was so nice. Now, I don't understand what the hell is going on. All right. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so when we come back, do all of us just need to go on cholesterol medicine? Will that save us? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even proactively Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So they say Great Britain's top doctor is now saying that everybody over 40 should take cholesterol-lowering medication. Sir Magni Yaqub told BBC Radio's program that everyone over 40 should take cholesterol medicine drugs daily. Now, they say his call comes after claims that statins caused harmful side effects and 20% of users were withdrawn by their authors after articles had appeared in the British Medical Journal. The British Medical Journal is huge. And so I guess there was some discussion that these cholesterol medicines could hurt 20% of us, and then I guess that was withdrawn. So that's how the subject, I guess, came up. They say doctors don't even have to prescribe them. I guess in Europe they're trying to make it such that you could just go over the counter and get it, even though that's not the case now. Now, we've talked about medications, and my favorite of the medications has been the statin medications, because I really believe they help prevent heart disease. I am a huge, huge fan. However, would I put everybody on them over age 40? Probably not. Okay? They say doctors used to prescribe statins only to patients with a 30% risk of heart attack within the next decade. Then that risk cut down to 20% risk. Now things have changed where the guidelines have changed. We don't even just try to fight a number anymore. Now what we're doing is, depending on your heart risk, depending on your number, we look at a variety of things. If you're diabetic, etc. You know, a few years back, anybody who was diabetic was put on a cholesterol medication. Now that made sense to me. That made a lot of sense. But here's the problem. More and more of you guys are having liver issues, where you have fatty livers, you have inflamed livers, elevated liver enzymes, etc. And so it's not that easy for us to give you these medications. I, for one, do not want them over the counter. And it's not because I'm a doctor and I want you guys to pay a copay and you're forced to come in, but because these things could affect the liver. They could affect the muscle. And I don't want you taking these things willy-nilly. And like today, I had a patient, you know, before I went to do my radio show, and I was talking to him about cholesterol, and I was talking to him about the risks of his cholesterol, etc. I didn't put him on a medicine. I'd rather you do diet and exercise, etc. So instead, we spent time exercising. I told him about exercising. I told him about ways to diet. So we went through a whole variety of dietary modifications, all right, to get to the point where hopefully he could do it without medication. But I worry that if the medicines are just sitting around outside, in a store where anybody could buy them, are we just going to become a quote unquote pill society? Now, many of you believe we already are just popping pills. That's our society now, popping pills these days. No, but there's a little bit of uniformity. There's a little bit of supervision, as us doctors have to prescribe it. Okay, we have to check your liver. We have to do a blood test. You want to see what your cholesterol is doing, if it's going down. So I don't know. The problem is trying to save money in healthcare. If you get the doctors out of the equation, that's right up the government's alley. You just go get your medicine over the counter. It'll be cheaper. Well, yes, it will be cheaper, but is that better medicine? Okay, taking these cholesterol medicines are still an art to managing cholesterol. It doesn't look like an art because we doctors simplify things for everybody. I need it simplified. I need to look at a number. I don't get this whole blood pressure thing and blood pressure spike thing on my own. I can't feel it. Some of you guys can feel it. I don't, but if you tell me a number, I'm like, okay, I get that. Okay, I get that. I see my number. Okay, I get it. I get it. Right? A lot of us can do things ourselves. My mom was probably the best doctor I could have ever known. You know, she still is. She's my mom. She still knows what's wrong with me even before I know what's wrong with me. You look like you're about to get a hot flash. Are you hot flashing? When was your last period? Are you having periods? Okay, and even though I tell my mom to shut up, she's right. I don't tell her she's right. You think I want to tell my mom she's right? But she's right. So, I think we've proven that you do not have to be a doctor in order to perform medicine, okay, or a nurse practitioner or a PA or a pharmacist. I mean, we all, without our medical training, like PAs and nurse practitioners and doctors, etc., we have people out there without that training that can't perform medicine. Look at the medics in the Army. I mean, these guys flip and rock. But just, please, utilize us to just some degree, maybe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this was an interesting report. The CDC has found that more than 10,000 children under 4 years of age are being given ADHD drugs, attention deficit hyperactivity drugs, to 10,000 kids under four. pediatric guidelines right now don't really make a reference to diagnosis under four, because toddlers usually act a little hyper. I mean, does your average toddler sit there and listen to you? No, they don't. That's not what toddlers do. Now, they're concerned that drugs like Ritalin and Adderall could carry risk for growth suppression, insomnia, as well as hallucinations. And I'm worried about long-term sequelae like of mood disorders, because sometimes I see people who have been on these medicines, they kind of seem a little bit bipolar when they're older. And you wonder, were they always bipolar and that's why they needed the medicines, or did the medicines cause them to appear bipolar? But they're very quick-tempered. They just, you know, don't seem to be able to have the patience that we wish they did. But 10,000 kids younger than four. The CDC reported that children aged 2 to 3, particularly those covered by Medicaid, were especially prone to being prescribed medication like Ritalin and Adderall. Now, you also wonder, could some of these kids be autistic? And are they being misdiagnosed as ADHD when they have some level of autism? I don't know. All right. It is widely considered within the medical profession that ADHD has symptoms such as paying attention, and it usually begins after age 6, and it should be present for more than 6 months for a diagnosis to be made. The CDC states in the report that it has serious concerns about the safety and effectiveness of ADHD drugs being used on children at such a young age. Now, mind you, I've delivered babies that were born to moms who had done crack or had done cocaine. And it's very scary, right? Because these kids, all they know as a fetus are chemicals. And then they don't get these chemicals, and then they need mood stabilizers. Or they have trouble paying attention, so they need some form of speed. And so these Ritalin or these medications actually do well. These kids respond well to these medications because they find that that they're concentrating more. However, it doesn't necessarily mean they have true attention deficit. Yet, you know, doctors and parents and teachers these days all seem to work together to try to get these kids getting through school. But we're talking about little toddlers. Nationwide CDC survey last year found that 11% of children aged 4 to 17 have been diagnosed with ADHD, and that 1 in 5 boys are diagnosed during childhood. And remember, that number's going to rise because we just don't know how to keep the attention of our kids anymore. We just can't compete. You know, I mean, like my kids are on the right, they watch YouTube videos, and these YouTube videos are very quick. They're very fast paced. They're very back and forth, very, very stimulatory on the eyes. You can't compete with that in a classroom, right? You're trying to read them Macbeth. How do you, I mean, but that's why our teachers are still the backbone. I mean, that is why our teachers need to be the ones. My kid loved Midsummer Night's Dream, because his teacher knew how to teach it to the point that that could compete with YouTube and Candy Crush and Minecraft and World of Warcraft, etc. I mean, when I grew up, it was all about, okay, if you don't get good grades, you know, you get a whooping. But nowadays, you can't whoop the kids. So, understandably so. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming right up.
Take me down.
You know, take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
I'm a fairy bad man. Today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.